When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exporting millions of cities into the media to cover their incompetences and to manufacture another version of reality for us. They take all of us as being dumb. And so they pay the media to tell a certain story and change the narrative. Yet every single day we live it and we express the hardship that this government has bestowed onto all of us. When we tell them our women give birth in hospitals without beds and lights, the president responds by hiring a private jet at $17,000 an hour. When we tell them young people struggle without jobs, they answer you by appointing their friends and families into high places. We cry about increasing food prices every day. They answer by blowing $3.9 million on the importation and buying of condoms. We complain that times are hard and there is no food on the market. We wake up to a scandal of 12 million worth of fertilizer vanishing. We complain about higher rents and they respond by installing 11 air conditions in a two-bedroom house. And as if that is not enough, the owner of the two-bedroom house is appointed board chairman just to tell you that they don't care about you. We criticize them for fuel price increases, and they increase the salaries and allowances of the Ghana Gas Cylinder Manufacturing Company by a whooping 400%. This is what the Akufo-Addo Mahmoud Bawumia government is giving to all of us. When we cry more, they top it up by blowing $40 million on capacity building for tourism. Young people cry for daily bread, and they give us daily scandals. Not a single day go passes under this government without one scandal being given to us. We elected governments to solve our problems. Unfortunately, this government has become our problem that you and I will have to deal with every day. Ayedu, to make issues worse, and to insult us further, when we complained about this untold hardship and we cried out to our Vice President Mahmoud Bawumia, he goes round on stage and plays Onyame Eshiame Asimu. God has blessed me and you are pained. That is what they give us with this comic dance all over this country. My brothers and sisters, we are very much convinced in our hearts and minds that given the frustrations and hardship being visited on us as young citizens of this country, Alhaji Bawumia and his NPP government is not somebody we can trust and allow to lead this country into the next year. From the ghettos in our communities, through the streets where the boys and girls meet, to the various campuses and halls, through the community of young artisans, creative arts and professional groups, we have observed one thing. The language be very simple. Boys they holla, girls they tire. Our young women have become the worst victims. Today, they call it hookup. They don't want to do hookup, but they are frustrated and are struggling, and so they must leave. Colleagues and comrades, young people of this country, we have reached a point where the only thing that matters to this government is not that we are becoming poorer, or that countless young people men and women have lost hope in the country. The one thing that matters to Akufo-Addo and Bawumia and the NPP is enriching themselves at your expense, erasing the future, even if it means awarding a $34.7 billion contract to his daughters. They don't also care if your future means that willing the Achimota Forest to friends and families. The worst of it is that they attack and dishonor the memory of our founding father, Dr. Osadefo Kwame Nkrumah, and try to elevate their forebears at the forefront of our politics. I remember one lawyer said, that when you go across the borders of this country and you mention JB Dankwa, they will mistake him for a footballer at best. That is what they know him for. But this government continuously try to run down people like Osadefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the effrontery of it. For the last 7 years, we have watched our democracy decline gradually and accountability thrown to the dogs. According to the 2024 Afrobarometer report, President Akufo-Addo has grown increasingly heavy-handed, stifling the media and eroding the accountability of the institutions. Never in the history of our fourth republic have we sunk this low as a country, but all hope is not lost. I believe in our strength and resilience of our young people to alter the course of history. And let me remind all of us, anytime the history of this country has been altered, that charge has been led by young people. And come 7th December, we will lead our charge to alter history. Today, we have come here with our brother, our guy, the humble, calm, and responsible, and selfless John Dramani Mahama, the man who promises and delivers, the man who presided over one of the best economic conditions under the Fourth Republic. We know that this natural, God-given leader, impeded the evil schemes of the nation wreckers who sought to capture the state for their families and business interests. Mr. President, we know that it was for this reason that they procured foreign consultants in 2016 and 2020 to manufacture evil propaganda, half-truths, and barefaced lies to discredit you. We knew that. For them to be able to amass this world for themselves and steal from us, they needed to destroy your reputation. That Ghana was set, we all knew that under your leadership, Ghana was set on the right path. To this dubious end, they rallied self-centered clergymen and women, corrupt, I use the word evil, but civil society groups and rented media to achieve this agenda. Today, this man of God, religious groups, and civil society have suddenly disappeared and become deaf, dumb, and blind to the wanton acts of corruption, state capture, and untold hardship unleashed on Ghanaians by Bawumia and the Akufo-Addo administration. Their hands are now full from the loot they are stealing. But of course, we know that their consultants are at work again. We are serving a cold warning to them, to this nation wreckers, that the Ghanaian youth will not sit idle and watch you do what you did. If you respond with one, we will respond with 7. The honesty and transparency of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama remain unimpeached. He stands tall above all accusations. Indeed, we recollect with great concern and righteous anger the unjustified accusations of corruption leveled against him in the Airbus scandal. Today, we are made aware that His Excellency John Dramani Mahama was not involved in any act of corruption. Today we are made aware that His Excellency John Dramani Mahama was not involved in any act of corruption concerning the Airbus saga. The special prosecutor, who was appointed by Akufo-Addo himself, after thorough and diligent investigations, cleared President Mahama of any misconduct. President Mahama, congratulations. Yema Uchimfa. Mr. President, we know the many unsubstantiated allegations that were made against you and the NDC. We knew how it weighed heavily on you, but we are grateful to God that with time you have been vindicated. In President Mahama, ladies and gentlemen, we have a leader who promises and delivers. All the many promises he made, he delivered. We have a leader who takes responsibility when there are crises. When the energy crisis happened, he stood before the people of Ghana and accepted full responsibility, even though it was not his making. And he assured the good people of Ghana that he was going to fix it, and he truly fixed it. Now that the economy is broken, now that we are in a mess, we need a fixer. And we know President Mahama is capable and is able of fixing the mess the NPP have left us in. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come here with the man we call the nation builder, John Dramani Mahama, to discuss how we will change and reset the destiny of us young people and Ghanaians at large towards progress. Here is a decent man who will not use disrespectful or unprintable words on his political opponents or ask them to vote for him because he belongs to their religion or kinsman. Here is the Mahama who tolerates even his sworn enemies, critics and opponents, and even breaks bread with them. And today, we have heard many of them come out and apologize for all they did and said about him. Dear citizens, that we are in a crisis is not in doubt. However, of greater concern for us is that our democracy is at stake. As we commemorate International Youth Day, we must take stock of how far our country has fallen and appreciate the full extent of the dangers that we face if we do not change course. Young people are losing interest in our democracy. We should remember as young people how we have been robbed of our dignity as human beings and how our future has been stolen from us. More significantly, we must not forget to hold the government accountable for our suffering. And we must do so by joining His Excellency, John Dramani Mahama, to reset the destiny of our country. You must stand up and be counted as a young person at this material moment. Ghana demands of you your time and devotion. And who better to lead us change this corrupt and inept government than the one who has done some before? Ayebida, John Dramani Mahama. Finally, Uncle John and Auntie Nana, we want to assure you and the three of us as your youth leaders, together with the many Ghanaian youth out there, promise you that the NDC Youth Wing and the youth of Ghana shall win youth power come 7th December. President Mama and Auntie Nana, I am committed, and I know my two deputies are equally committed. I know the Ghanaian youth is committed. This election is our revolution without a gun. It's a revolution of mind and wit. It's a revolution where the gun will be the ballot, and we'll go out there and vote massively. And we will make sure that that ballot box is protected. And like we always say, the NDC is law abiding. The NDC will do everything because we are the midwives of Ghana's democracy. We will do
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everything to protect the democracy, but we shall not become the victims of peace. If anybody wants peace, let us all of us sit and negotiate peace. If you draw your dagger, we will draw our dagger. I ask you. We will do everything as legal and law-abiding citizens. We shall not foment trouble anywhere. But the elections of 2020, Techiman South will not repeat itself again. We shall take power. And I repeat, we shall take power, come what may, through every legal means on the 7th of December. May God bless our hustle as young people. Long live the NDC. Long live President Mahama and Auntie Nana. Long live Ghana. And long live the Ghanaian youth. Thank you very much.
The Ghana Connect train arrives in Accra. This time we focus on the Citizens' Manifesto. How much of their priority needs and issues have been captured in the manifestos of the political parties? How citizen-centered are the MPP and NDC's manifestos in particular? Make a date with Send Ghana and join us as we engage constituents to discuss the Citizens' Social Sector Manifesto.
When you come to the grounds, you see that things are not working well, but they are not telling us the truth.
They have to include us in their manifestos. The private school free SHS will also enjoy it.
Catch the live broadcast on Joy News, Joy 99.7 FM, and across the world at myjoyonline.com and all our social media platforms. Date, Thursday, the 15th of August, 2024. Time, 10 a.m. Venue, Osu Presby Hall, Accra. Come, let's engage on influencing political party manifestos ahead of the December 7 polls on Ghana Connect Town Hall, the Accra edition.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Out of our town. Eza. I didn't say that. Please, I'm very innocent. Thank you so very much, Commander George Opariado. Thank you to his able deputies, Comrade Osman Ayarega and Comrade Ruth Sedo. Let's give them all a round of applause. Very quickly now, we are going to breeze through the rest of the program. I'd like to say that we are streaming live on Joy Prime. BBC, Youth Wing, TV, and several other online streaming platforms. Kindly take out your phones, please. Quickly take out your phones. Take a selfie with someone right now. Please take out your phones. Take a selfie right now and share on your social media. These are the hashtags. Please, it's important we trend, so ensure we trend. Take a selfie, post on your status, your WhatsApp status, on your Facebook, make a reel, and we are showing that we are leading this technology era. The hashtag, change is coming. You may repeat, change is coming. Hashtag Mahama for President. Hashtag the Ghana we want. And hashtag the Youth Manifesto. Please ensure the youth, the NDC Youth Manifesto trends today in the trending timelines. Thank you very much. Before I call on our next speaker, I'd like to quickly do some further acknowledgements, please. These people have worked tirelessly to bring us here. I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Professor Danso Boafo, whose opportunity given me helped me to work in the lab committees. Professor, I thank you for your mentorship. Thank you so very much, Prof. I'd like to also acknowledge, please, some calm. Thank you, Vuvuzela, thank you. Professor Chief Viney, Deputy Campaign Coordinator. Chief Viney, where is your face? Thank you, that's Chief Viney. I'd like to also acknowledge the presence of Mr. Yakubu Abanga Al-Hassan, who is the National Vice Chair and also acting in the stead of our National Chairman, General Esiedu Nketiah. Please, let's give him a round of applause as well. I quickly like to go through these names. Please, silence, thank you. Dr. Kodo Jones, Vice Chair, Youth Wing Finance Committee, and to our able chair, Julian Kobina, Chair of the Youth Manifesto. Julian, rise and let's see you. Thank you for your leadership and great work, Julian. And also I'd like to acknowledge Okai Minta, Chair of the National Youth Working Committee. Thank you. We also have Dr. Omani Buama. He says that our eyes make red. We are watching them. This ballot will not be stolen. Insha'Allah. Dr. Omani Buama, Director of Elections of the NDC. Lawyer, the lawyer's lawyer. When you have a problem, who do you go to? I can't hear you. If you have a problem, who will you go to? Lawyer NGG Tamaklo, Jiu 2. Thank you, Lawyer NGG Tamaklo. Our ministers and former ministers who are in the house, we acknowledge your presence as well. Thank you for your presence. We also acknowledge the presence of Dr. Peter Buama Otukuno, who is the director. Dr. Peter Buama Otukuno. Peter, forgive me. I missed the heading. Forgive me. Indefatigable National Communications Officer. National Communications Officer. Officer 1. Sami JP. Thank you. We also acknowledge, I think that's it for now. Thank you very much. And the entire organizing committee led by Charles Tete Arafat. Mutani Zongo Kunanang. Mutani Zongo Kunanang. Amara Badaweya. Zongo is falling for the NDC. Thank you for your continuous commitment to the NDC. I say that in the Zongo communities, we say that NDC is our legacy, is our inheritance. We will hold on to it. No imposter will be allowed. He's been through the mill. Minister of Transport and a former comms director of our party, and today he's the scribe of the great Akadamansu family, the general secretary, the indefatigable, the general secretary one, Fifi Fiavi Quentin.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I want to begin by saluting the flag bearer of this great political party, the National Democratic Congress, the former president, and by God's grace, the soon to be elected president of the Republic of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama. I want to acknowledge Professor Nana Jean Oboku Ajiman, the running mate of our flag bearer. I want to acknowledge all the national executives who are here. I want to particularly acknowledge our national youth organizer, George Opariado, who leads this great movement of young people and who has made it possible for us today to have this wonderful program. I want to particularly acknowledge also Professor Danso Buafo, who is the chairman of the Manifesto Committee, for the wonderful work that has resulted in this first part of the manifesto that is devoted for the young people, and also the main manifesto that will soon be adored. We do know that our friends have rushed into doing their manifesto, I think, in a few days' time, but we are not moved at all, because what is quality remains quality. And whether they try to plagiarize or steal our ideas, we know that our ideas cannot be stolen by anybody. I want to thank every single one of you here and the millions of Ghanaians who are watching and listening to us today. As we gathered here this morning and we sang the inspiring words of our national, of our anthem, which my sister Shemima described as the NDC national anthem. The words of that anthem said, "Arise, arise for Ghana, all patriots of the land." And then we sang the youth anthem. And that youth anthem says, "Arise, Ghana youth, for your country." Now what does that tell you? It tells you so much. Now it tells you that the NDC is a party whose anthem connects to the very anthem of the youth of our country. And both anthem calls upon us to arise for our beautiful motherland. The destiny of this country is in the hands of you, the young people. This morning, as the young people were asked to stand, some of us actually had to sit because even though Fountain we be called youth, we have to acknowledge we have gradually moved to the level where we can no more be exact youth today, and therefore we need to devote ourselves to serving the generation beyond after us for the sake of our country. And I want to say that the generation after us, you have a responsibility to salvage our country. Today, the flag bearer of our party will take time to unveil to you the policies of this party whose heartbeat is after the destiny of our young people. He will elaborate plans, which plans we believe will set this country back towards giving hope and prosperity to our young people again. Over the last 8 years, we've seen the hopes of our young people totally crushed. I don't think there's been any time in our history, maybe prior to 1982, when we've seen so many young people want to leave this country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.